With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Four people killed in a mass shooting in the heart of Midtown Manhattan.
No words can describe this act of evil, a man who takes the life of others who are innocent.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
And no words can fill the void that has been left by this tragedy. Our hearts break for the families and friends of the victims. We pray for the swift and safe recovery of the injured.
The gunman, said to be a Las Vegas resident and armed with an M4 rifle, strode into a Park Avenue skyscraper last evening, started shooting. Among other things, that building houses the headquarters of the NFL. Among the four people killed, an off-duty NYPD officer, married father of two. After the shootings, the gunman, who police say had a documented history of mental health issues, took his own life. Dozens of people killed, more than 80 injured. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine, this time the target of prison. It was hit by Russian airstrikes. President Trump growing increasingly frustrated with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I'm not so interested in talking anymore. He talks, we have such nice conversations, such respectful and nice conversations, and then people die the following night with a missile going into a town and hitting, recently, I guess, the nursing home, but they hit other things. Whatever they hit, people die.
Mr. Trump has significantly shortened the deadline he's given Putin to agree to a truce or face crushing economic sanctions. Another day of intense heat and smothering humidity on tap for a vast area from the shores of the Gulf Coast up to the mountains of New England. High temperatures could be shattered today. The records could be shattered in some of the big East Coast cities. This is SRN News. Sight and Sound Theaters is a family-owned entertainment organization which produces live, Broadway-caliber theater productions focusing on Scripture. With theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania and Branson, Missouri, their biblical productions draw sellout audiences night after night. We asked Katie Miller, whose family founded Sight and Sound back in 1976, why she thinks family-friendly biblical productions are so popular in today's chaotic society.
We live in such a hope-hungry world, and all of these stories point to the true hope that is in Jesus. And I think people are so hungry for that. You know, we love when we hear stories of people saying, you know, my husband won't go to church with me, but he'll come to Sight and Sound. And the conversations we have after the shows are so meaningful. You know, there's a reason that Jesus told stories. That's how he taught. He didn't come and teach theology. He told stories.
More information on these live biblical productions is available at sightsound.com. SRN News. A second player from the same major league team now under investigation in a sports gambling probe.
Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of a Major League Baseball investigation into sports betting. The 27-year-old and three-time All-Star becomes the second Guardians pitcher to be placed on leave in connection with a sports gambling probe. Luis Ortiz is also on non-disciplinary leave through August 31st. It was unclear if the cases were related in any way. The Guardian said in a statement that they, quote, have been informed that no additional players or club personnel are expected to be impacted. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Top trade officials from China and the United States have launched a new round of talks aimed at hammering out a deal over trade and tariffs. There is speculation that these 2 days of talks could set the stage for a meeting of Presidents Trump and Xi later in the year. More details, SRNNews.com.